A small town, a chilling disappearance, and countless unanswered questions. Welcome to the unsolved case of Danielle Croft. In the heart of Texas lies the tranquil town of Bonham, a place where everyone knows your name and secrets are hard to keep. Yet in this close-knit community, a perplexing mystery unfolded that has left everyone baffled. We're delving into the enigmatic disappearance of Danielle Croft, a woman described as vibrant and full of life, who suddenly vanished without a trace. It was an ordinary day, the 7th of December, when Danielle was last seen. The early morning hours, precisely 3 o'clock, marked the last time anyone would see Danielle. She was seen on Gates Street, her familiar smile, long brown hair, and brown eyes, a comforting sight to those who knew her. Her attire that day was simple, pale pink pajamas and pink slide sandals. The unsettling silence that followed her disappearance was highly unusual. Danielle was known to always be in regular communication with her family, making her sudden silence all the more alarming. As the hours turned into days and days into weeks, the severity of the situation became all too real. The Bonham Police, along with other law enforcement agencies, sprang into action. Texas EquiSearch, known for their relentless pursuit in missing persons cases, also joined the search efforts. Ground forces were deployed and drones scoured the area from above. Every nook and cranny of Bonham was searched, yet Danielle remained elusive. Her family, especially her sister Kendall Smith, launched a desperate search of their own. Their relentless efforts, fueled by love and hope, painted a poignant picture of a family in distress, grappling with the harsh reality of a loved one missing. Danielle's sudden disappearance has left her family and the entire town in a state of shock and confusion. But who was Danielle Croft, the woman at the center of this perplexing mystery? Danielle Croft was a woman of ordinary life, living in the small town of Bonham, Texas. Known for her striking long brown hair and brown eyes, she stood at a petite 5'2". The last time anyone saw her, she was dressed in pale pink pajamas and pink slide sandals, a seemingly insignificant detail that has since become a crucial part of her missing persons case. Her life was tightly woven with close-knit family ties, especially with her sister, Kendall Smith. The bond they shared was not just limited to being sisters, but they were best friends, confidants, and each other's support system. Even in a busy world, they always found time to communicate, never letting a day go by without sharing a piece of their lives with each other. Danielle was the kind of person who would reach out if she needed help, or even just to check in, which makes her sudden silence all the more unsettling. She was a woman who valued her relationships, making her disappearance out of the blue, without any word to her loved ones, highly unusual and out of character. She was not just a name on a missing person's poster. She was a beloved daughter, a caring sister, and a cherished friend. She was a woman with dreams, hopes, and a life that she loved. Danielle Croft was a woman who mattered to a lot of people, and her absence has left a gaping hole in the hearts of her family and friends. A regular woman leading a regular life suddenly thrust into an irregular and frightening situation. Let us walk through that fateful day, the day Danielle vanished into thin air. It was a day like any other in Bonham, Texas. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and life was seemingly normal. Danielle Croft, beloved sister and daughter, was going about her day as usual. But soon, the ordinary would give way to the extraordinary, and the unimaginable would become reality. Danielle's day started innocently enough. She woke up, dressed in her pale pink pajamas and pink slide sandals, and prepared to face the day. Little did she know, it would be a day that would alter her life and the lives of her loved ones forever. Throughout the day, Danielle was in regular communication with her family. This wasn't unusual. Danielle was a communicative person, always keeping in touch, always letting her loved ones know she was safe. Her sister, Kendall Smith, recalls their last conversation. They chatted about everyday things, shared a few laughs. Nothing seemed amiss. As the day wore on, Danielle's whereabouts were accounted for. She was last seen on Gate Street at 3 a.m, but then something strange happened. The steady stream of communication from Danielle stopped. The calls, the texts, the reassuring voice on the other end of the line, all gone. In the immediate aftermath of Danielle's disappearance, her family and friends were plunged into uncertainty and fear. They tried to reach her, tried to find some trace of her, but all their efforts were met with silence. The lively, vivacious Danielle they knew and loved was nowhere to be found. Her sister Kendall was especially worried. The two were close, and Kendall knew her sister well. She knew that it wasn't like Danielle to just disappear without a word. Something was wrong. She could feel it. As the hours turned into days, the worry turned into desperation. The police were informed, and the search for Danielle began in earnest. Ground forces were mobilized, drones were deployed, and the community rallied to find one of their own. But as the search expanded, so did the mystery. There were no leads, no clues, no signs of Danielle. It was as if she had vanished into thin air. The vibrant young woman, always so full of life, had simply disappeared, leaving her loved ones grasping at straws, trying to make sense of the senseless. And just like that, Danielle was gone, leaving only questions in her wake. With Danielle missing, the search begins, a race against time. The absence of Danielle Croft, a Bonham resident known for her consistent communication with her family, rings as an alarming anomaly. The urgency of the situation is palpable, as every passing moment could be the difference between finding Danielle and losing her forever. The search mission is a collaborative effort, involving not just her distressed family, but also local law enforcement and the Texas EcuSearch. Danielle's sister, Kendall Smith, emerges as a particularly active figure in the search, her determination fueled by sisterly love and a desperate need for answers. The Bonham police take the lead, their experienced force well-versed in such unfortunate circumstances. They employ ground forces, their boots hitting the pavement in an attempt to trace Danielle's last known steps. Every corner, every alley, every possible route is explored, a city turned inside out in the pursuit of a single individual. Yet, it's not just a manhunt on the ground. The search expands skywards. Drones are utilized, their electronic eyes scanning the landscape from an elevated perspective. They hover over the city, their cameras capturing images and videos, looking for any clue that might point towards Danielle. Texas EcuSearch, an acclaimed search and recovery team, also joins the mission. Known for their dedication and expertise in locating missing individuals, their involvement amplifies the search efforts. From urban landscapes to rugged terrains, no stone is left unturned. They meticulously comb through potential areas of interest, using advanced technology and strategic search methods. The description of Danielle is circulated widely, a white female, 5'2" tall, with long brown hair and brown eyes. The image of her last seen outfit, pale pink pajamas and pink slide sandals, is etched into the minds of the searchers. The hope is that someone, somewhere, might recognize her from the description and provide the much-needed breakthrough. The family pleads with the public, their voices choked with worry and hope. They urge anyone with information to come forward, to reach out to the Bonham Police Department. Each call, each tip, each potential sighting brings a glimmer of hope, a potential lead in the harrowing search for Danielle. However, as time ticks on, the mystery only seems to deepen. Despite the extensive search efforts, Danielle remains elusive. The city waits, breath held, as the search for Danielle Croft continues. As days turned into weeks, the search for Danielle became an investigation into her disappearance. The initial search for Danielle Croft, a familiar face in the small town of Bonham, Texas, had now transformed into a full-blown investigation. The local police, along with other law enforcement agencies, were now probing every nook and cranny, following every lead, however faint, in a desperate bid to uncover the truth behind Danielle's sudden and unsettling disappearance. Despite the relentless efforts, the leads were scarce. Each day that passed without any substantial breakthrough cast a shadow of despair over the investigation. The once hopeful search had now become a grim investigation, with each passing moment only serving to thicken the plot. The community felt the sting of Danielle's absence. The town of Bonham, usually bustling with the warmth of its close-knit community, was now gripped by a chilling silence. The residents, once cheerful neighbors, were now united by a shared sense of loss and anxiety. The mysterious disappearance of one of their own had rattled them to their core. Danielle's family, particularly her sister Kendall Smith, was at the forefront of this investigation. Kendall, who had always shared a close bond with Danielle, was now spearheading the search efforts. She was leaving no stone unturned, passionately following up on every lead, tirelessly coordinating with the authorities, and relentlessly appealing to the public for any information that could lead to Danielle. The investigation was further intensified with the involvement of Texas EcuSearch, a search and rescue organization known for its high-profile missing person cases. Using ground forces and drone technology, they combed through the vast Texas landscape, hoping to find some clue, some sign that might lead them to Danielle. Yet, every avenue explored, every lead followed, seemed to only deepen the mystery surrounding Danielle's disappearance. The lack of any concrete evidence, the absence of any credible witnesses, and the sheer unpredictability of the situation left the investigators scratching their heads. The search for Danielle, which had started with a glimmer of hope, was now an investigation shrouded in uncertainty and despair. The search for Danielle, now an investigation, seemed to only deepen the mystery. As we delve deeper into the case, we find ourselves surrounded by a sea of unanswered questions. The disappearance of Danielle Croft leaves us with a multitude of unknowns, each more puzzling than the last. The most significant of these is, of course, where is Danielle? It's been 4 weeks since she was last seen on Gate Street, and her absence is felt by her family, her friends, and her community. It's a hole that can't be filled until we know what happened to her. Then there's the question of why she would have left her house at 3 in the morning. Danielle was known to be a creature of habit, always in regular communication with her family. Her sudden departure in the early morning hours is not only out of character, but highly unusual. So what could have prompted her to leave her home at such a late hour? Another baffling aspect is her attire. Last seen wearing pale pink pajamas and pink slide sandals, it's clear that Danielle was not dressed for a long journey or for inclement weather. This fact raises even more questions. Was she taken by surprise? Or was she planning to return home shortly? One of the most chilling questions is whether Danielle left on her own or if she was forced. The lack of struggle noted at her residence suggests the former, but the abruptness of her disappearance and the fact that she left her personal belongings behind might indicate the latter. Theories abound about what might have happened to Danielle. Some suggest she might have met with an unfortunate accident, perhaps wandering off in a disoriented state. Others propose a more sinister theory that she might have been abducted. With no concrete evidence to support either theory, we are left in a state of suspense, waiting for a breakthrough that will shed light on Danielle's fate. Looking at the people closest to Danielle, we can't ignore the fact that she lived with her boyfriend and other men in the house. Could they have had anything to do with her disappearance? It's a troubling thought, but one that can't be dismissed without thorough investigation. And so, we find ourselves still searching for answers in this puzzling case. As we reach the end of our journey today, we are left with an unsolved mystery and a family still in search of their loved one. Danielle Croft's disappearance continues to baffle us all. A month has passed since the last sighting of Danielle on Gates Street in the early hours of the morning. The regularity of her communication with her family before her disappearance adds another layer of puzzlement to this case. The search for Danielle has been relentless. Ground forces, drones, and even the Texas EquiSearch team have been brought in, combing every inch of Bonham and beyond. Yet, despite their exhaustive efforts, no trace of Danielle has been found. Her face, framed by long brown hair and characterized by brown eyes, haunts the town, appearing on every missing person's poster and in the nightmares of her family. The investigation, too, is ongoing. Law enforcement agencies are persistently following leads, questioning witnesses, and examining evidence. Yet the trail seems to grow colder with each passing day. The person or people responsible for Danielle's disappearance remain elusive, hidden in the shadows of this unsolved mystery. Danielle's family, particularly her sister Kendall Smith, remains hopeful. They hold on to the belief that Danielle is out there somewhere, waiting to be found. Their pleas for information reverberate across the town, a constant reminder of their anguish and desperation. The community of Bonham, too, is shaken. The disappearance of one of their own has left a chilling void, a tangible reminder of the fragility of life and the persistence of uncertainty. Danielle's disappearance remains a mystery, a chilling reminder of the questions that still hang in the air. As we close, we leave you with this thought-provoking question. Could those closest to Danielle, the ones who shared her life, her home, be more involved in her disappearance than they let on? We've delved into the chilling story of Danielle Croft, a woman who seemingly vanished into thin air from Bonham, Texas. The boyfriend, a person of interest, and the other men living in the house, have they been entirely truthful about that fateful night? There's an old saying, the truth is always in the details, and in this case, maybe the details are hiding in plain sight. Could the answers to this baffling mystery lie within their testimonies, or is there something more that's yet to surface? A piece of the puzzle that we're missing? We're dealing with a jigsaw with missing pieces, and sometimes those pieces are closer than we think. Could these men be holding on to these pieces, maybe unintentionally, or perhaps with purpose? Do they hold the key to unraveling the truth about what happened to Danielle Croft? It's a question that lingers, a question that begs to be answered. And it's a question that we now turn over to you. What do you think? How do you piece together the information we've presented? Let's start a conversation in the comments section. Let's challenge our perspectives, our theories, and perhaps together, we can find a path closer to the truth. Remember, every like, every comment, every share, and every subscription brings us one step closer to shedding light on this unsolved mystery. So, engage, discuss, and share this story. Let's keep the conversation going, and maybe, just maybe, we can help bring Danielle home. Could those closest to Danielle hold the key to this mystery? Share your thoughts below and join us as we continue to unravel this unsolved case.